Imagine the nasty notes you'd receive if you were 4 weeks late on your rent or your mortgage. If a pregnancy went 4 weeks long, doctors would probably induce labor. But if you're a lawmaker or a whole group of them in Raleigh and your budget is 4 weeks late as of today, well, rather than work up ways to push lawmakers to get the budget done, WFAE's Tom Bullock examines one thing that may be taking the pressure off.
Unless you've spent your summer on a desert island with a volleyball named Wilson, you know the issues holding up the budget are teacher pay, teaching assistance, and Medicaid payments. Those are the official issues keeping the Republican-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate, and Republican governor in a stalemate. But why can't lawmakers from the same party agree?
I think it's a combination of things.
Carter Wren is a Republican strategist who has worked in North Carolina politics for the last 40 years.
Part of it's about power, who's going to call the shots, and part of it is each of the three sides, they think their stands are popular, so they're all sticking to their guns.
That first part, who's going to call the shots, that's nothing new in politics. But the second bit, that's surprising. How can three fighting sides all be popular?
Well, it all depends on your point of view and the seat that you currently reside in.
That's political scientist Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. A successful politician's point of view and their seat are both defined by the map of districts rejiggered by the Republicans after the 2010 census.
The way that the Republicans redrew the legislative districts, there are very few districts that aren't overwhelmingly Democratic or overwhelmingly Republican to the point where we could say they are competitive.
Bitzer found redistricting created just a handful of contested seats in the general election. Of the 50 races for North Carolina Senate, only 8 were deemed competitive, meaning they could change party. It's a similar story in the state House, where fully half of the seats will face no real competition in the November election. The lack of competition can create an echo chamber that encourages politicians to hold firm.
If you're coming from, let's say, a very safe Republican district, the likelihood is that you're speaking to people that want to advocate a particular policy and ideological perspective, and you think, boy, everybody I talk to, hey, they're all agreeing with me.
Longtime Republican strategist Carter Wren agrees that redistricting has helped create the current budget impasse.
Yes, there are less people in swing districts, and it really profoundly changes the politics inside the legislature. And what you have this year is it takes a certain amount of pressure off the Republicans in the House and the Senate because so many seats are not really viable or contested seriously.
And that, says Wren, leads to lawmakers digging in their heels for two reasons.
More ideological polarization and certainly less fear of any consequences.
In other words, they have job security even in an election year. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.